This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. Representative Renee Elmers is angry and is making her new opponents even angrier. As a previously reliable pro-life vote, she nevertheless orchestrated opposition to the Pain-Capable Unborn Child Protection Act in the U.S. House. Now that people are opposing her, she is calling pro-life groups abhorrent and childish. Pope Francis continues to reach out to the pro-life movement, encouraging them to be faithful to their commitment to life. Radical abortion advocates, meanwhile, claiming to be friendly to the Catholic Church, make apologies like the one from Mary Elizabeth Williams, who simply calls it a complicated reality that, as she says, all life is not equal. The Pope obviously disagrees, saying that the Church's position is not something subject to alleged reforms or modernizations. Pro-life advocates in Canada are concerned. Their national Supreme Court may be paving the way for assisted suicide in a ruling to be released Friday. This is Life News Radio. You may have seen their curriculum in the National Catholic Register, or you've heard of the Life Principles. If you are an educator or are responsible for high school curricula, at healingtheculture.com, you'll discover how modern technology and tested teaching methods are inspiring students to embrace pro-life convictions permanently. Visit healingtheculture.com. Planned Parenthood abortion safety studies are being criticized. In an article in the National Review, one criticism from Dr. Donna Harrison is that the low complication rate and Planned Parenthood's high safety self-rating come because women don't go back to Planned Parenthood when there are problems with abortion. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.